You know what, Jeff? Come here a second. Help me carry this up. You take half and I'll take half. Jeff always takes good care of me. He's watching over us and over this place. Jeff is a part of our security team. Can we all thank Jeff for what he does? Did you read? Homeland Security warned people to be careful or vigilant at Christmas this year. Did you read about that? There's threats from ISIS, and they were targeting churches and even targeting pastors, trying to threaten people to not go to church. And you all decided not to fear not, huh? And come to church. Good for you. We do our best to protect this campus and all those that gather here. So good to have you here. Again, welcome. It's our Christmas Eve service, and I love Christmas. It truly is the most wonderful time of the year, wouldn't you agree? I love the smells of Christmas, the cooking, right? The Christmas tree, the sounds of Christmas. You've got, I love Christmas singing, the Christmas hymns. I love the ripping of scotch tape and wrapping presents, the sights of Christmas, the lights of Christmas. I grew up in Big Bear, so I've had white Christmases. How many of you in here have ever had a white Christmas? There's nothing like a white Christmas, friends. When the snow is coming down and they're going to have a white Christmas up in my alma mater, up where I grew up in Big Bear. And they've got a lot of snow. And there's nothing like looking at the lights on a house right after it snowed, because the house is covered in white snow, and then you turn on the lights and just the snow glows until the bulbs get hot enough to melt the snow around. It's just beautiful. I love Christmas. Don't you love Christmas? Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. We've been talking about this here at Woodbridge. We've been doing a series leading up to Christmas, and it's called Fearless. And it's interesting, and I just want to share a little bit of this. When you look at the first Christmas was wrapped around the mighty moving of God himself, and those that were being asked to be a part of God's bringing his son to earth went through a degree of fear. To some degree. When God was moving with Mary, for example, here's Mary. Mary, what's Mary thinking about at Christmas? Mary's thinking about getting married. She's engaged and life's going good. She's thinking about what color she wants to have her bridesmaids' dresses, and she's practicing how her name looks, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph, right? And all of a sudden, an angel shows up. An angel shows up and says, Mary, you found favor with God. Do not be afraid. And fear not. You found favor with God, and you are going to be a part of God bringing his son or the Messiah into the world. And can you imagine Mary, all the emotions that went through her, thinking, I am favored by God, to I'm going to be giving birth to a baby and I'm a virgin. That's weird. To God has great plans for my life. To how am I going to tell Joseph this, right? What's that conversation supposed to look like? Mary went through fear, some degree of anxiety or worry, or how is this going to play out? Poor Joseph. She did have that conversation with Joseph. Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. God showed up and told Joseph, do not be afraid. What she told you is true, and you are going to be the earthly father of the Messiah. But fear not. Fear not of what people think about you. As you follow God, they're going to assume that that's your kid, that you haven't been righteous in dealing with your fiance. All that, he just put it aside. Fear not. There's a bunch of fear nots in the Bible. How about this one? We want to talk about the shepherds tonight. The shepherds are out in the fields in Bethlehem. I was just at these fields earlier this year as we went to Israel, and I can see the fields. It's nighttime. The shepherds are there. They've got their flocks of sheep, and life is going on just normally, right? It's probably quiet there. It's probably cold. Maybe it's windy. The shepherds are there. It's evening. They see the stars, and all of a sudden, wham, an angel shows up. Listen to this. Luke chapter 2, 8 and 9. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were what, people? They were terrified. They were terrified. Terrified of an angelic being showing up. That'd scare you. That'd scare me too. But I've been thinking about this. You want to know what? As they were sitting there hearing this and looking at this, they were terrified of the reality and the presence of God. There is the reality of God, his angelic being, his messenger is here speaking to me, right? There he is, and there am I. And I am terrified in the presence of God. I'm terrified where I stand with God. The angels are speaking. The reality of God is there. And here are these shepherds looking at this. They're hearing this. Once the shock goes by, have you ever been afraid of where you stand with God? Have you ever been afraid of where you stand with God? Should you be afraid of where you stand with God? Isn't this a good question? All of us have some standing with God. People, there's God and there's you. Is there any fear or anxiety between that distance, between him and you? Between you and God, where do you stand? Should you be afraid of where you stand before God? Listen to the message of the angels. But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord." But the angel said to them, right there terrified, "Do not be afraid." There it is again in the Christmas story. Mary, Joseph, shepherds, Zechariah, Elizabeth. Here it is in the Christmas story. God's at work, God's moving, and the people that are a part of it are afraid. The angels tell him, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news." You know what? There's another word for good news. Do you know what it is?
Gospel.
I bring you gospel. Means good news. I bring you gospel that causes great joy for all people. All people. Listen to this. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born unto you. Unto who? Unto you. A Savior has been born unto who? Unto me? Unto you. A Savior has been born unto who? Hey guys, who's the Savior been born for? You. I want you to look at the person next to you and say, "You." Unto you, a Savior has been born. Unto me, a Savior has been born. Good news, my friends. Because don't be afraid. This is the message of Christmas. Do not be afraid. For unto you, unto who? Unto me, unto you. Unto you and unto me. Unto both, all of us. Unto us, the message from heaven. A Savior has been born. Who's going to bring great joy. The gospel message is this. From the angels. Don't be afraid. Why? Because I got good news for you. It's going to be great joy for all people. All people. The good people? Is it only for the good people? Is the gospel only for the good people? Answer? Is the gospel only for the Jewish people? Answer? Have you ever read about what God said to Abraham? Abraham, you found favor with God. And the promise in the book of Genesis is from his seed, from the Jewish people, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. All. That's Genesis. Have you ever seen what it says in Revelation? At the end, the angels are there and they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased For God, persons from every tribe and language and people and nation, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. The gospel is for who? For unto us, unto you, a Savior has been born. Who's the you? All of us. And this is what's so beautiful about the gospel. Friends, I get the privilege of kind of proclaiming what the angels proclaimed so long ago this evening. What a blessed job I have. This is what's so beautiful from Christianity to every other religion. Every religion on the planet, every ism that's on the planet, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, you work your way to God. This is religions in a nutshell. All religions of the world basically say you are here and there is God and you stand apart and you have to work your way to God through moral effort in order for God to accept you. Do you understand? What I just read for you is found in no other religion on the earth, and this is it. God, in his love, in his mercy, in his grace, has worked his way to you through his Son, the Christ, the Messiah, who is the Savior. Do you understand? All religions, you must work your way through moral effort. I have to be better. I have to be good. I got to work harder at it because I need to work my way to God so God accepts me. This is all world religions. All of them. Here's the difference. Christmas. God, in his love for you, unto who? Unto you. For God so loves the world that he gave. God has worked his way to you. To who? To all of us. God has come to earth. A Savior has been born. A Savior has been born. Where do you stand with God? When you stand before God, are you afraid? Should you be afraid? Where do we stand before God? The Bible says that a Savior has been born to us. A Savior from what? Savior from what? What's he to save us from? Can I ask you a question? Are you good enough? Are you moral enough to stand before God? Does anyone in here not need a Savior? Are you good enough? Are you moral enough to where you do not need a Savior? No. I've had people tell me, I don't need Jesus, I'm a good person. Hey man, I just live by the Ten Commandments. Pastor Frank, I don't need Jesus because I'm a good person. Can I just put Jesus, I know this is bad. Can I put Jesus on the shelf just for a second this Christmas Eve? Can I bring up to you Moses? Do you guys remember Moses? Do you guys know who Moses is? Moses comes down. What does Moses come down Mount Moriah with? Anyone know? The Ten Commandments. I just live by the Ten Commandments. Can I just give you 2 out of 10? I say again. I'm not going to give you all 10 of them. I'm just going to give you 2. Okay? First one. Thou shall not lie. Have you ever lied? Ever? Is there anybody in here who has never lied in their entire life? Would you please throw up your hand because I'd sure like to meet you. Anyone? How about the second? How about, here's another one. This one's easy. Ready? Thou shall not steal. Steal. Has anybody in here never stolen anything? The paper clip in the office? Did you know that belonged to somebody else? Has anybody in here never stolen anything? Welcome to church this evening where there's a bunch of lying thieves at church this evening. Welcome, right? I'm not even asking you to say this one, but Jesus even said this on the Sermon on the Mount. He says, even if you look after a woman in your mind lustfully, you've committed adultery in your heart. Have you ever coveted upon someone else's husband or wife? Don't raise your hand. Understand this. I don't need a savior because I'm a good person. I just live by the Ten Commandments. Nobody lives by the Ten Commandments. No one does. The Ten Commandments is like an MRI machine. The MRI machine scans your body and detects cancer. Scans your body and detects diseases. The MRI machine is not a bad thing. It's just revealing what's going on in your body. The Ten Commandments, the law, Moses and the law, wasn't give to save people. It was give in unto man in order to give an MRI of our lives, to show us people that we need a what? A savior. And this is the Old Testament. Listen to this. Romans 3:20, wonderful verse. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. That's the Ten Commandments. That's the Torah. Did you know this? Understand this. No one is declared righteous in God's sight by the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our what? Our shame, our guilt, our sin. Where do you stand before God? Can I tell you? You stand short before a holy and righteous God. None of you in here measures up by your good life. None of you in here measures up. You've all have missed the mark. I heard this guy say this once and he was right. He says, we all have offended God in our words, in our actions, and in our deeds. We all fall short of God's glory. We all miss the mark of God's moral perfection. And that missing the mark is a word called sin. It's an archery term. It means you miss the bullseye. All of us in here have missed the bullseye. Jesus said it this way. One time Jesus was teaching on the hillside. How good do you have to be, people? How good do you have to be to where you don't need a savior? How morally good do you need to be? Jesus put it this way. Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Imagine saying that on a hillside. How good do you have to be? Jesus says it, and here it is. You ready? What? Perfection. Good people don't go to heaven. Perfect people do. Do you know any? For everyone else, there's the message of the angels. I bring you good news or gospel of great joy for all people. For unto you in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Born for who? Born for you and me. The gospel is for people. The good news is for people that fall short of God's glory. All religions work their way. Well, how good do I have to be? Just a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. Can you imagine living your life like that? The burdens of that. Working your way up. Can you imagine trying to work your way so your husband would love you more, your wife would love you more, your parents would love you more? God's not that way. You can't. God just sends his son. A savior has been born. And this savior saves us from what? Our shame and our guilt. Good news, isn't it? Good news. This is good news. Angels, they're having a great day. They're on their evening. It's a night. They're watching the sheep. It's cold. Little wind. Beautiful stars. Doing a good. This is cool. Boom, angels. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of you. You know what? I'm afraid of what you represent. Because what I stand before you, how do I measure up where I stand and where God stands? I'm afraid. Should they be afraid? Angels just say, don't be afraid. Why? Because I got great news for you. In the town of David, a Savior's going to be born. Messiah, Christ the Lord. And as they're saying this, an angel's there, just one. Then what happens? A whole bunch of angels show up, right? There will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, and suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, listen to this, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace on earth. Peace on those who this Savior finds rest. Peace. Peace with God. Where do you stand with God? Should you be afraid of where you stand between you and God? Outside of Jesus? Yes. Because you fall short. But I got great news for you. God has sent his Son into the world to wash you clean of your sins, to bring you peace between you and God. Listen to this. Romans 5, the Apostle Paul says this beautifully. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith," justification means it's like we had never committed any sin. Can you imagine that? "Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God." Peace with who? Do you have peace with God? Are you afraid of where you stand with God? Are you morally good enough to stand in the presence of God? Are you the good enough to stand in his presence? The only way is through this Savior who saves you from your sin, people. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Isn't that beautiful? Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus. The Savior has come, right? Colossians, great verse. The gospel. Colossians, 2 Corinthians 5 says, "All this is from God, who reconciles us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation," that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Jesus has come. Here's good news. Hey, Merry Christmas. You want to hear the good news that the angel has to tell you? It's this. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. And for all those who knows the feeling of having your sins washed away, all of them, it brings you great joy. For all people, for unto you in the city of David, a Savior has been born. If you go there, you'll find him lying in a manger wrapped in cloth. And he will bring peace to all those whom he saves. Peace between you and God. Do you have peace with you and God? Merry Christmas. He has reconciled you to the Father. And your sins will never be counted against you. Is that good news, anyone? Amen. When you get to heaven, do you want God to sit there and tell you every time you lied and he kept record? Do you want him to do that to you? Every time you stole something, every time you dishonored him, used his name in vain, every time that you did anything that is outside of his moral holiness, do you want God to do that to you? How about your sins will be remembered no more? And understand this very clearly. Jesus came, died on a cross. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God, made righteous before God. Jesus, the Savior, has come. Do you need a Savior? For to you a child is born. Unto who? Unto you a child has been born. Unto who?
You.
Me? You? You? Me? unto you a child has been born. You and me. For all of us people that aren't perfect, I got great news for you. A Messiah has come who has washed our sins away. Is that good news? That's great news. Are you afraid of where you stand before God? Should you be afraid of where you stand before God? Not in Christ. For in Christ, He has taken all your sins upon Himself and paid for your sins upon the cross. And in the midst of all that, He gave you His righteousness, His holiness. He imputed this unto you. It's the great exchange. He takes your shame and your guilt upon Himself, and in exchange He gives you His holiness and righteousness so you can stand before God in His sight. The angels are afraid. The angels are told, don't be afraid. The angels are told, I got good news for you. I've got gospel for you. And the gospel is this. Religion, you don't have to do it. You don't work your way to heaven. You don't need to do certain things so God will like you or accept you. All the isms in the world, you don't have to do those. Because God has worked His way to you through His Son Jesus. And He did all the heavy lifting and all the work. And you and I stand here today, righteous, at peace with us and God. And from that brings peace to ourselves, and from that brings peace to other people. Once you begin with you and the Creator and you have peace between you and Him, then you can begin to have peace within yourself of who you are in His sight and how He sees you in the light of His Son, Jesus. You have peace between you and God. Pretty soon you'll have peace between you and yourself. And before long, then you'll begin to have peace between you and everyone else. It's the gospel and it's good news. Would you please turn on your light? Can we turn off the lights and turn on the lights? It says in the scriptures that He came into the darkness. He who was the light came into darkness. You and I, at some point in our lives, were people that walked in total darkness. But into the darkness, the Bible says, a light dawned, the coming of Christ. Christmas is the beginning of the light. For He who is the light came into the world, and not only came into the world, but came into our lives. Can you remember the time before this light came in your life? Do you remember who you were when this used to be you? When you walked around in darkness between you and yourself and you and God? Do you remember the day when the light first dawned for you? When you begin to realize who Jesus is and the forgiveness that He brings into your life, the peace that He brings into your life. Into a dark world, a light has dawned. Our Father who is in heaven, this Christmas Eve, we come before You. Remembering the meaning and the message of Christmas. Lord, we hear the message of Your angel that we in this room do not need to be afraid in our standing before God, because into our lives good news has come through the Savior who was born in Bethlehem, Christ the Lord, who was born in a manger, who who grew up, who at the age of 30 left his carpentry business, who went to a cross, who died on a cross, and who arose from the dead, who ascended into heaven, and who comes back again. Lord, I pray for our spiritual journeys this evening. God, I pray for every one of us, Lord, that you would help us to understand the meaning and the message of Christmas. I pray, Lord God, that you would help us to understand who the Savior is and how that Savior relates to our life. For unto us a child has been born. May his favor find rest upon our hearts as we accept what he has done. If you are here today and you've never heard or understood the gospel message until today, maybe you're here this evening and you're hearing for the first time that God has worked his way to you and his son Jesus. That his son Jesus has died on the cross for your sins so that you could be made at peace between you and God. That Jesus reconciles you to the Father. If you're here today and you are not reconciled to the Father, I have good news for you. God has sent somebody to reconcile him to you and you to him, and that's Jesus Christ the Lord. And Jesus has taken all of your sin, past, present, and future, upon himself. And he took your sin and went to a cross and died for your shame and your guilt before a holy God, so you don't have to. Somebody has to pay the price, and he pays it for you. And in that, he exchanges who you are to him, and he exchanges he is to you. Your righteousness is in Christ. Your holiness is in Christ. If you are here today and you've never said yes to Jesus, yes to this exchange, I would invite you right now by faith to pray this prayer with me. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for Christmas. I thank you for the coming of Jesus to the earth. I thank you for the coming of Jesus into my life. I need a Savior. I am not good enough to stand in your sight. I ask this day for the blood of Jesus to wash me clean and to take away my sin. May this joy of freedom be found in my life. I pray for this peace that I would have with you, and teach me this peace with myself and with others. I say yes to Jesus today in his holy name. Amen.